Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Good evening and welcome to Historic Municipal Auditorium in downtown Kansas City, the site of MIAA postseason tournament. It's men's bracket quarterfinal round action this evening, and the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men come in as the number one seed. They're 22-5 overall. They finished up the MIAA with a 19-3 record, five games in front of the rest of the pack in at MIAA. Lindenwood comes in as the number nine seed. They come in with a 16-13 record and finished up the MIAA season at 11-11. Alongside Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, this is a Lindenwood team that Northwest faces tonight that for much of the season was up among the top teams in the conference. Well, they hit that road swing late in the season, and they just couldn't quite get it done, losing seven straight to end the regular season.
When Northwest played them the first time around in St. Charles, it looked like it was going to be Northwest and Lindenwood, at least two of the teams that will be battling it out throughout the year. The way Lindenwood had started, they started conference play 4-1, including that win against Northwest in St. Charles. But like we had talked about at that point, Northwest had spent a lot of time on the road. Lindenwood spent a lot of time at home. That was their sixth straight home game at that point in time. So when it came their turn to have road games, that's when they struggled. You know, we talked about it early in the season. I think if you're a team where you're going to have one part of the season with a lot of road games and one part of the season with a lot of home games, you'd love to have it set up the way Northwest did, get those road games out of the way early. The exact opposite type of setup happened for Lindenwood and a couple other teams, and both of those teams struggled. You're naturally more tired late in the season, so when you're traveling on the road, it just makes it that much tougher to stay focused and win ball games. Whereas when you're that tired and playing those home games, it's a little bit easier to get those wins late in the year.
In the last meeting at Bearcat Arena, we talked about both teams being very good on defense and maybe a little bit of a defensive matchup. Well, what we got was one heck of an offensive affair.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's the thing is, you've got such good athletes that can play both ends of the floor on both of these teams. It's just kind of a matter of what type of night or afternoon you're going to have when they match up against each other. If the offenses are going, and of course, when you look at Lindenwood, Corey Aronson really kind of led the way in that matchup, putting up a ton of points, but it's possible to go both ways, and I think it's that way tonight. We're really not going to know whether we could see a high-scoring game or low-scoring game until these two teams start to get up and down the floor.
Lindenwood, a shot-blocking type of team, but the last matchup, they didn't block a shot from the Bearcats.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They've got a seven-footer inside that does a lot of that work, but Northwest figured out ways around it. You hit some outside shots, and really what you can do is kind of force them not to play him as much. Then you take the ball inside when he's off the floor. You get the drives by Pitts. You get the plays inside to Doherty. And then when he comes back into the ball game, got that long reach span, that's when you start to hit some shots from the outside. Now, I make it sound pretty simple. The Cats did get it done that last time around, but that's kind of the formula you want to use with the size they have inside.
It's Northwest and Lindenwood as they go through their pregame warm-ups. We'll be back and have more in our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the eight locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart, Chad Peterson, Jesse, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 660-582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Ollinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And from SSM Health and Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville, SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Support also comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House, more at conceptionabbey.org. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Back in Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey, our studio engineer tonight for the Bearcat Radio Network, Brandon Travis. This is game three of today's action here at Municipal Auditorium in the afternoon session quarterfinals. It was Nebraska Kearney just getting past Lincoln, 82-78. Kearney came in as the number two seed, Lincoln the number seven seed. And then it was Missouri Southern, the number three seed, defeating number 11 seed Missouri Western, 82-70. A couple good games already underway in this one.
Yeah, especially when you look at that UNK game. They were ahead late in that one, and they saw Lincoln score 22 of the last 27 points to send it to overtime. They had to win it in overtime, and that kind of goes to the point that you hear the coaches talk about all the time. Once you get down to Kansas City, anybody's capable of winning this tournament. UNK is the number two seed and had to battle it out against the number seven seed and just squeak away with a win. And any game can be an upset in the MIAA tournament.
A perfect example, number 9 seed Leonardwood against Northwest being the number 1 seed. Northwest not getting any favors facing a number 9 seed.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you look at Leonardwood having to go on the road earlier this week and win at Pittsburgh State to be able to get to Kansas City, and they did it. Usually you'd think with the home team being the better seed and getting to play at home that they're going to be the ones to come to Kansas City, but you can't assume anything in this conference.
The winner of this game between Northwest and Lindenwood will face the winner of the last game of tonight here at Municipal Auditorium. That will match up Fort A State, the number four seed, against five seed Central Oklahoma. We'll be back and hear from the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this time out on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fan wear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And from Baumley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Baumley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BaumleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Taco John's in Maryville and St. Joseph. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com. And from Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni Arjo Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville, Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Welcome back to our pregame before tonight's quarterfinal round game of the MIAA postseason tournament. Joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, as Northwest gets set to face Leonardwood. Coach, let's just talk about your experience down here at the tournament so far and how things are going for you.
Oh, it was a good trip down. Had a good practice yesterday, and obviously these first two games were exciting games. Both were close, and then, you know, the other one went to overtime. So good week, good practice, good trip down, and good night's rest. Hopefully we'll be ready to play.
You've got Lyndon Wood, the third meeting of the season between Northwest and Lyndon Wood, the two teams splitting on the home floor. So just talk about third time around, some of the things you're looking for tonight.
Well, I think they're a really good basketball team. I think they're a lot better than their nine seed says. I think they've lost a lot of close games down the stretch here, and they'll be ready to go. I mean, they had a kid that went off against us last time, so they'll be ready, and we need to be ready for them.
Seems like it might be one of the toughest nine seeds that you could face with a team that, for a lot of the season, was at the top of the MIAA standings, battling out with Northwest before they kind of failed in the last seven games of the regular season.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, they're as good a nine seed as you can have. I mean, they're just as good as, you know, the second through nine. I mean, two through nine, it's all the same. I mean, it's all good, and it's going to be tough to play them for a third time. But, again, you have to play the best to be the best, and our objective is to win this tournament.
Now, statistically, when you look at the two teams, should be two of the top defensive teams in the MIAA. The last meeting in Northwest, both teams had pretty big offensive nights. But when you look at the teams defensively, how do they match up?
Well, I think they're drastic differences. They're pretty gimmicky, meaning they're going to play multiple defenses and some zone and just try to block shots and try to keep you in front. And ours will be a little bit more pressure. We do what we do defensively. We stay in man. And then offensively, I think we're a little more balanced than they are. They really rely heavily on the one player. And they do a good job of spacing out for him, and he does a good job of hitting shots.
And when you talk about Aronson, the player that went off with 46 against Northwest the first time, when you look at the last seven games, it really seems like they've been depending more and more on him offensively and just taking some of the other players on their team out of their offense.
That's kind of what I've noticed, is they really went ISO heavy down the stretch, and they literally, every possession is directed towards him or their point guard, Newman. And so, again, if he hits shots, they're good. If he doesn't, then they're not any good. And so if you can take him out of the game without giving up, like coming and trapping him and stuff like that, that doesn't work, because just passing, those other guys are good enough to beat you 4-on-3. But if you can force tough shots, kind of keep his percentage down a little bit, keep him up the free throw line, I think you got a chance.
And how important is it to slow him down early in the ball game before he gets into a rhythm?
Well, you just got to eliminate his easy stuff, his easy looks. I mean, he's going to hit tough shots, and he'll hit them all game long. And he's probably going to score 25 at least points. So, if you, again, can eliminate those easy stuff, then you got a chance.
You go into this as the number one seed, the MIAA regular season champions, wrapping it up in five games in front of the rest of the competition. And I know this is a goal that you have as well, this MIAA postseason tournament.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Especially this year, it's so deep. I mean, like we talked about, Lindenwood's every bit as good as anybody in our conference. And they're the nine seed. And then I watch these other games, and those guys are just as good, too. And so it's just a tough year. So, yeah, it would mean a little bit more to win it when it's this difficult.
Ariel Ben, we'll talk to you later.
Thanks a lot, John.
Head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McComb. Stay tuned. We're back and have the starting lineup right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Meyer Auto Center in Maryville, just south of the square, offering new vehicles from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Meyer Auto Center also offers pre-owned vehicles and GM-certified service. More at MeyerCars.com or 660-582-2116. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at OakPointMaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop inside Bearcat Stadium opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring the Journey Through Time display. The center also features a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, an aviary, and available conference space. More at stjoenaturecenter.info. Support also comes from Brown's Shoe Fit in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers work boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Keen, and Doc Martin, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pittsautobody.com.
Support for today's game comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at 562-4657. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information about Mazingo is at mazingolake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nw-av.com. Also from Diner 71 in Maryville in the Hy-Vee Plaza. Diner 71 is a family restaurant offering Bearcat fans breakfast all day as well as lunch and dinner. Diner 71 serves a varied menu from soups and salads to burgers, sandwiches, steaks, and seafood. More at 660-562-2471.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Back at Municipal Auditorium, the quarterfinals of the MIAA postseason tournament in the men's bracket for Northwest Missouri State. They'll be starting Justin Fitz along with Anthony Woods, Chris Ebu-Endell, Connor Kirker, and Brett Doherty, along with Zach Snyder. And for Lindenwood, Sam Mader starting inside a 6'9 senior, Appleton, Wisconsin, along with the point guard, Brad Newman, a 6'2 sophomore from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, L.J. McIntosh, another guard, a 6'1 junior from Chicago, Chandler Dekfoss, a 6'6 freshman from DePere, Wisconsin, at a 4 position. And the player to watch for, Corey Erickson, who averages 23.9 points per game. He scored 28 against Pittsburgh State, had 46 against the Bearcats in the last meeting. He's a 6'5 senior from Trenton, Illinois. And that's the starting lineup. We'll be back, get ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Northwest alumnus Bobby Shavala, author of Bobby Cinema Series books. Titles are available for download or in paperback through online sources such as Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. And from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main Street in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information is available at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net. Also from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main Street in Maryville. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com. And from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 and also supplies Bearcat fans with buckets of original recipe or extra crispy chicken and sides for lunch or dinner. Support also comes from Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog of Vaccaro and Herzog REMAX First Choice. Vaccaro and Herzog specializes in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area. More at VaccaroHerzog.com or at 816-806-8000. 206-7777. Also from Losh Optometry in Maryville, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information is available at 660-241-5001.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City with Matt Gorder, I'm Sean Coffey. We're just a few moments away from tip-off time. Northwest, the number one seed in the MIAA tournament, getting set to face the number nine seed Lindenwood Lions. Matt Gorder, when you look behind us, a lot of folks in green and white. And you look down the aisle a little bit, the black and gold of Lindenwood, not so much.
Yeah, that's exactly right. A little bit shorter of a trip for Bearcat fans and a little bit bigger presence of alumni in the Kansas City area. But, again, they've shown out in full force. Even when the Cats first took the court for warm-ups a half hour ago, the crowd was loud. So it definitely our Bearcat fans excited to be here, ready for tonight's game.
Northwest coming in with a 22-5 record. They finished up the MIAA at 19-3. Lindenwood at 16-13 and 11-11 in MIAA play. And Matt Gorder, when you look at what Northwest did this year, the regular season champions, not only champions, but by five games over the second place team.
Yeah, that, you know, we thought it was incredible that they clinched it with three games to go, but then to even open up the lead a little bit more by the end of the season. I think what was best about that is seeing Northwest continue to play well and continue to play hard those last three games. A lot of teams that don't have the heart and the desire to win basically just would have given up those last three games because you didn't need to play real well. Now, there was an outside shot of hosting the regional, but, you know, still, you could have just coasted into the tournament. Northwest didn't do that.
Right now, the all-conference honors being presented to the players from both of these teams, including the coach of the year honor that goes to Ben McCollum of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats, given a coach of the year plaque from MIAA Commissioner Dr. Bob Bullrichter, and another great honor for Coach McCollum.
Yeah, absolutely, and he looks out there right now like, okay, let me coach. He'd rather have this game getting going, but yeah, he absolutely earned that honor this year, and each time he's won it, he's earned it, done a tremendous job, not just in the season, but with the program and bringing the program to the level it is.
For the Bearcats, they also support the MIAA Player of the Year in Justin Pitts, and that's quite an honor as well. Justin, last year, the Freshman of the Year, so I guess he just graduates to the next level, the Player of the Year.
Yeah, and I tell you, it's well-deserved. I mean, that guy's hit 1,000 points in his career in just his sophomore season, so he's got the potential for a couple of more seasons. And I think the big reason why he's able to have the success that he has this young is because he's got so many dimensions to his game, as they introduced Pitts now here. You hear the cheer behind us, but he's got so many dimensions to his game. He can distribute the basketball. He can shoot the three accurately. He can drive and score. And so that's why defenses haven't been able to figure him out. And he's been able to basically score at will or do what he wants at will. It's because he's got so many different weapons he can utilize.
Bearcats also are honored this year with Connor Crooker, who is on the MIAA second team, and also Zach Schneider, who has received a third-team all-conference honors, and Chris Ebuendel, an honorable mention. So a lot of Bearcats being recognized off of a team that really is a true team this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And see, that's one thing. You hear coaches talking about it a lot. Just go out, play your game. Don't try to rack up the huge stats, that sort of thing. The individual accolades will come if the team is having success as a whole. And that's what we have seen out of both football and basketball this year. Football is the same way. It was very team-oriented. You didn't see a lot of guys every game having huge stats. They kind of rotated it, but there were a lot of individual awards that went out because the team won.
This game, of course, in Kansas City, the MIAA postseason tournament for the last number of years has been held here at the Municipal Auditorium, and really, Matt, Kansas City has kind of become Northwest's second home the last few years. Northwest in this tournament has had some success. Now, they haven't won it under Coach McCollum yet, and that's one of the goals they want to have here. But between the women's team, the men's team, they've played well in this tournament through the years. Then, of course, the football team with the national championship a little bit to the west of here at Sporting Park. And Kansas City kind of, as I mentioned, a home away from home.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of good things have happened down here. And you know, it's neat to have alumni get the opportunity to see their Bearcats here in the Kansas City area. I was just talking to one a moment ago. Matter of fact, a former roommate that doesn't get up to Maryville too often to see games, but he takes the opportunity to watch games and watch the Bearcats when they're in Kansas City. So that is definitely a good opportunity for all Bearcat fans, but especially alums that can't travel.
Well, I have a chance. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. By the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Pep Band, and we're just moments away from tip-off time of the first game of the evening session of the quarterfinal round matchups tonight. Following this one, that will be the matchup between Fort Hays State and Central Oklahoma. The winner of this game between Lindenwood and Northwest will face the winner of that one tomorrow night at 8:15. Semifinals are already set in the other end of the bracket with Nebraska Kearney to take on Missouri Southern at 6 o'clock tomorrow night right here at Municipal Auditorium. And softball from today, the Northwest softball team opened up home play and conference play as well with a split of a doubleheader with Central Oklahoma, losing the first game 9-5, but coming back to win the Nightcaps 6-4.
Yeah, the Cats coming back in the victory. They got a pair of home runs in the bottom of the seventh inning to power their way, which shouldn't be a surprise, as many homers as they've hit this year, to power their way to a come-from-behind win. And baseball right now just got out of a bases-loaded situation in the bottom of the seventh inning. They lead Lindenwood 1-0 in St. Charles in the first of a three-game series, so over on the east side of the state.
As far as this matchup between Northwest and Lindenwood in men's basketball, what do you see as the keys to this game?
Well, really, for Northwest, they just need to take advantage of the personnel that's on the floor for Lindenwood. We talked a little bit about it earlier. When they've got the bigger lineup in, the length in, just hit some outside shots. Northwest is comfortable here. We've seen them hit shots from the outside, and then, you know, if the defense then is extended out, get on the inside and get some scoring from the inside. You also do kind of have to keep an eye out on Corey Aronson. Now, if he goes off and has a big game, obviously you can survive that, but you just don't want to let it get too out of hand. Don't let him distribute the basketball and get it to other guys that may have big games as well.
Well, the thing Coach McCollum talked about in a pregame interview with the last number of games, they've really started to rely more and more on Aronson, and with that, their offense has become a little stagnant with everyone else kind of standing around a little
bit. Yeah, and we've seen that even out of some Northwest teams in the past where you have a really good player. Sometimes the teammates will just kind of stand around and watch, become fans of the game and not maybe participate as much, which, you know, that means that that player is probably going to score a ton of points, but nobody else is going to do much of anything, and that doesn't help the team get wins.
Starting lineups have been introduced. We're about ready to go. Northwest Missouri State will be in their home white uniforms, being the top seed in this tournament, with the green numerals and trim. And for Lindenwood, the trailing black uniforms with the powdered gold numerals and trim. Northwest, again, coached by Ben McCollum, this year's Coach of the Year in the MIAA. And for Lindenwood, under head coach Lance Randall, he's in his first season as head coach of the Lions, coming to Lindenwood from Webster College and also from St. Leo, where he was head coach from 2011 to 15, and Webster College before that. So we're about ready to go with officials for today's game. Three of the more experienced officials in the MIAA, Brad Ferry, along with Kelly Grimm and Will Lindy, and we're just about ready to go as Brett Doherty will go to the jump ball circle. step up against Sam Mader, already at 6'7", Mader at 6'9". Northwest will go from our left to our right in this first half. And the tip is up, and it's controlled by Northwest once again, as the Bearcats will take it across the timeline on what is a new floor here at Municipal Auditorium. Off the right side, it goes to and down to the baseline, right out to Connor Crooker. They swing it left side for Pitts. Pitts out top the key. Down the lane he goes to the bucket, lays it high off the glass, won't go. Rebound, Doherty clears it away. He's in the lane, one dribble, goes right back up to the shot and hits it.
He was going to kick that back out, but then realized if I just square up, I got a one-on-one opportunity and took advantage.
2-0, Northwest Missouri State in front of Lindenwood. Bearcats is always in man-to-man defense to open up this game. High post left side, pass goes to Aronson, down the lane left. Pulls up, brings it out top near the timeline for L.J. McIntosh. Now to Newman, the point guard between the circles. He's also a threat offensively. High post right for Mader. Guarded by Doherty at the elbow right side. Out top the key, 10 for Aronson. Knocked loose by Endow. Chased down into the backcourt and controlled by Mader. With one on the shot clock, a long jumper out front right. Banks it, but misses the rim. And Northwest Missouri State will have a good job on the defense on the first possession.
Yeah, you got him to credit Endow there. That last ball that he got a hand on, he just took a really good angle. There were a lot of screens he had to work his way around. Took a perfect angle to get up there and get his hand on the basketball.
Northwest Missouri State in front, 2-0. Snyder goes right side on the wing for Connor Crooker. The lone senior for the Bearcats. Out between the circles for Pitts. Down the lane he goes. Dishes low right. It's in a 4. Doherty tipped away by Mader. Picked up by Lindenwood on the fast break. Aronson to the right wing. Goes into the right corner for Deke Foss. To the baseline. Cut off by Snyder. Out between the circles for Newman. The Northwest in front. 2-0. This game just underway. Newman between the circles. Dribbles left side on Pitts. Shot clock at 11 seconds. A lot of standing around. They go up to Aronson into lanes. Fakes left, goes right through the lane, forces it, but banks it and hits it. So Corey Aronson makes it a 2-2 ball game. Northwest and Lindenwood. Out to the top of the key, Pitts. Pitts looks left side and gets it to Connor Crooker. Crooker to the free throw line. Back out front, left side for and down. Low left for Doherty. Doherty will take it into lanes. Spins on Mader's off the left side, off the glass, and good. The 6'7 player took it over the 6'9 Mader, and he has all four of the Bearcats points early on. Newman to walk it across midcourt, between the circles. High post right side pass for Deke Foss. Deke Foss finds Aronson, free throw line over and down, puts it up and in. Aronson with 4 points, and it's a 4-4 game, Northwest Missouri State and Lindenwood. Quarterfinal round of the MIAA postseason tournament for the men. Pitts off the left side to the top of the key through the lane. Dreisel runner is up and good. And Northwest up by 2, 6-4. Newman takes it across the timeline. Calls out the play, met by Pitts between the circles as Lindenwood goes from our right to our left. High post right for Mader, guarded by Doherty. Holds it, and a 5-count coming up. Again, not seeing a lot of movement away from the ball, and that Mader had no one to throw to.
That's what we talked about. These guys have just gotten in a habit of standing around and watching Aronson. And even though he wasn't the one with the basketball, that's a tough habit to break.
Stanislaus Healy into the ballgame now for Lindenwood as Mader goes to the sideline. Cats will take it across the timeline after the turnover. Endell off the left wing. Out to the top of Key Snyder. Looks on the right side. Finds Pitts. Seeing Lindenwood play man-to-man early in this one. Played zone most of the last meeting. Cricker out top the key, down the lane left, drives on Newman, banks it, misses it off the left side. Rebound on the floor, controlled by Newman for the Lions. He pushes it across midcourt to the top of the key. 16:53 left in the first half. Newman backpedals as he calls out the signal. Lots of direct traffic and gets up to a deep cross. Deep cross back to Newman on the left side. Still a lot of standing around by Leonard Wood's offense. Clock at 7. Now to Aronson. Out between the circles. Guarded by Endell. Aronson with 3 on the shot clock. Ball fake with 1 on the shot clock. Goes up with it and knocks it down. Endell did everything he could defensively, and Aronson still got it to fall.
That's why you stand around and watch him. Boy, he's good.
Man. 7-6. Lindenwood in front of Northwest as Aronson knocks down the 3 off the right side. Connor Crooker dribbles to the right wing, to the right baseline. Now up front right on the elbow to Doherty. Cross court, left side for Pitts. Looks a pass over Snyder's head, picked up by McIntosh for Lindenwood. Drives in the way, lays it up and in. As McIntosh takes advantage of the turnover, and it's a 3-point lead for Lindenwood now over Northwest, 9-6. Out front, left side, Pitts looks into the left corner and down. Gets a screen by Doherty, through the lane he goes. Tries to find Doherty, does, left baseline. Back out to Endell, right side. Being chased defensively by Healy. Puts up the jumper, won't go. Rebound for Snyder underneath the bucket. Out of a double team. Kicks a pass out left for Doherty. Northwest to set up the offense. That shot didn't hit the rim, so there's six on the shot clock. Out front is Pitts. Pitts down the lane. Hooks a pass, low left side, wide open. Doherty with the two-handed slam.
Pitts drew two defenders with the drive and had a wide open Doherty.
And Northwest down by one, 9-8, 15-14, left in the first half. Brad Newman, the sophomore out of Milwaukee, across midcourt right side. Dribbles toward the right corner. Now finds Erickson, right wing three over and out, and nothing but net. He's kind of picking up where he left off against Northwest in the last meeting. They had 46 against the Bearcats in Maryville. It's a 12-8 game, Northwest Missouri State. Trailing at Lindenwood. Pitts out to the top of the key. Through the lane. Now two and down. Drives the lane. This is low left side for Doherty. Kicks it back out front. Pitts right side. Snyder to the right baseline. In the corner is Endell. Top of the key now with the pass. Finds Pitts. Gets a screen by Doherty. Dribbles left side to the wing with eight on the shot clock. Now to the free throw line. Bounce pass on the pick and roll. Left for Doherty. Up for the shot. A foul. This will go on Healy of Lindenwood. That'll be his first, and a break in the action with Northwest Missouri State down by four to Lindenwood. The 12-8 game at 14-29 left in this first half. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips, or at nvb.com, or at any of their eight locations.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or 660-582-3677.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com.
14-29 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State trailing Lindenwood 12-8 here at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City in the quarterfinals of the MIAA postseason tournament. Devontae Mosby getting set to check in for Northwest. He'll have to wait, though, as Brett Doherty goes to the free throw line, fouled before the timeout. Doherty off to a good start. He has six of the Bearcats, 8 points. And he goes to the line where he's a 61% shooter this season. Left-handed shooter. Free throw on the way. Good.
Okay, he took it right at Healy, the seven-footer. And Healy got it clean up top, but collided with his body to send Doherty to the free throw line before the timeout.
Second free throw on the way. That one's nothing net as well. And he'll go to the sideline. End of the ball game, mostly for Northwest inside. Two-point game, Northwest trailing 12-10 with 14-27 left in the first half. Across midcourt, right side, Newman, the right wing. Aronson, guarded by Endell, takes it to the top of the key. Now tries to go low and throws it away as it goes underneath the bucket, trying to find Healy inside, and a bullet pass just went right past Healy out of bounds. So Northwest the other way, from our left to our right. Down by two. Pitch slows it up. Walks across the timeline left side. Spreading out the offense against Lindenwood. Left wing for Endell. Now top the key is Mosby. Right wing, Connor Kirker. Kirker without a dribble brings it out to the timeline for Pitts, and now Pitts will go down the lane. Baseline right side finds Mosby underneath the bucket. He'll bring it back out. Had Healy on him. Six on the shot clock. Now spins back in the lane. A little ball fake up for the shot. Blocked away by Healy. And now it goes a left side for Newman, and he'll take it across the timeline. 74th block of the season for Healy. He sets the all-time school record at Lindenwood in block shots this season. Out between the circles, Newman. High post right pass for Defoss. One dribble, hands off for Newman once again. And Snyder checks off on him. They go low right side. Aronson turns, jumper on the way from 15, knocks it down.
And Dow's been right there in his face on every one of those shots. He just you can't stop it when he shoots that well.
14-10, Northwest Missouri State trails. And Dow out front, cross court right side, Connor Kirker.
Crooker with the dribble through the lane. Hooks the pass right side for Mosby, cutting the bucket. Now to Endow. In the lane, takes a jump from 10. Rims around and out to the rebound. Newman inside for the Lions. And they'll take it across midcourt, hustling across the timeline. Northwest gets back on defense, so the Lions will set up their offense. Newman dribbles right. Fast pass high right side. Aronson now back to Newman. Newman holds it, trying to find Aronson, cutting to the bucket right side, goes to the baseline. Now fadeaway jump right side from 12. Another one knocks it down. He has 14 of the 16 Lindenwood points. Northwest down by 6.
5 of 5 from the field, 2 of 2 from three-point range.
Hits down the lane. Left wing gets it to Connor Crooker now in the left corner for Endow. Endow at the free throw line. Hooks the pass left side on the wing. 4 pits into left corner Endow. Chased by Aronson. Now through the lane. Right side of the shot fake up with a shot. Rims around out. Rebound. Mosby off the left of the bucket. Bikes it up and in with the putback. Northwest getting some good play inside against the 12 players for Lindenwood. And Northwest down 16 to 12. 12 minutes left in the first half. Newman across the timeline. Dribbles left. Off the wing. Trying to find Aronson. And finds Aronson for the left side. Again, Endell all over him. Aronson with one dribble. Fires the dribble. And goes out top of the key. Finds Newman. Newman down the lane right side. As he drives, a bump and a foul. And this one to go on. And Northwest, it looks like. Let's see. Foul will go on Zach Snyder. That'll be his first. Breaking the action with 11:38 left in this first half. Northwest Missouri State trailing Lindenwood 16-12. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Jesse, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, and other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or online at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Welcome to Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, the quarterfinal round of the MIAA Men's Postseason Tournament. Northwest down to Lindenwood 16-12. And Matt, I think it's safe to say that Lindenwood's hot from the field.
Yeah, they are 7 of 7 from the field as a team. Now 6 of those 7 have come from Aronson. And he's taken both three-point attempts that they've had so far. But the key is they're only up by 4 despite that hot shooting start.
Lennon will inbound, baseline right out of the timeout. 11:38 left in the half. Inbound comes to Scott Kroger just into the ballgame. And we have a whistle and a foul off the inbound.
Yeah, Aronson came in after inbounding it and tried to get position posting up. And they had Bearcats on either side of them, and Cats end up with a foul.
Anthony Woods, who just checked into the game, picks up the foul. Lennon wanted to try to inbound it again. Out front tip by Pitts, but chased down by Kroger. Off on the left side now, away from the ball, inside of him. Another whistle and a foul coming up here. So this foul against Northwest. And Lindenwood will inbound one more time. Inbound goes into the left corner. Aronson with a three and 50. Knocks it down.
Unreal.
Good Lord, it's a 19-12 game. Northwest Missouri State trailing Lindenwood. 11:21 left here in this first half. Driving the lane, left side, Pitts lays it up and in. Dustin now with 4 points in the game. 19-14, Northwest Missouri State in front. Across the timeline, with it is Scott Kroger, the junior out of Ellsbury, Missouri, handling the point duties now. Feinstein cross left side, Aronson with a shot fake, now up with a shot on the wing left side, he's human. He misses the shot, and the rebound to Dustin Pitts. Pitts will take it across the timeline, finds Anthony Woods off the left wing. Woods picked up by Aronson and drives to the lane, lays it up, and rims around and out. Aronson with the rebound, and it's controlled by Lindenwood. Cats have had a couple of layups like that where it rolls around and just pops out. 19-14, Northwest trailing. 10.5 minutes left in the first half. Peak pass out front between the circles, guarded by Schneider. He's off the right wing. Kroger pops out, takes the pass. He's guarded by Pitts. Now dribbles out near midcourt. 9 on the shot clock. Right side pass gets it to Dekfoss. Now to Aronson to the top of the key. Guarded by Woods now. Fadeaway jumper left side from 15. Nothing but net. And he has 19 points already. Averages 24 a game. And again, had 46 against Northwest in the last meeting in Maryville. Off the left side, Pitts. Northwest trailing 21-14. Pitts top of the key to the free throw line. Down the lane. Baseline right finds Woods. Woods dribbles into lane now. Makes it right side for Connor Kirker. Connor on the wing, now dribbles to the free throw line, sets up with the jumper, and it takes a high bounce off the rim and rolls out. Rebound Aronson for Lindenwood. Gives it to Kroger. Slows the pace up, a walker across the timeline. Northwest trailing 21-14. Kroger dribbles to the right wing. Now to the top of the key. Out front right side for Dekfoss to Aronson. Right wing. Cross court left side pass. Gets it to Kroger. Kroger out to the top of the key, deep front. Back to Kroger, left wing, picks up, goes right. Free throw line with 3 on the shot clock, misses the shot too hard. Rebound in the lane, Northwest and Pitts. And he takes it across the timeline, right side to the wing. Out to the top of the key, right wing for Woods. Down the lane he goes, drives on Aronson, lays it up, misses it. The putback on the follow by Schneider, no, but it wasn't the foul as Schneider went crashing the boards. This will go on Zachary Biggs of Lindenwood. That'll be his first. Biggs, a 6'7 senior out of Chesterfield, Missouri. And Schneider goes to the free throw line to shoot 2. Zach this season, a 77% shooter at the line. 6'7 player from Prairie Village, Kansas. A junior hits the first free throw, and that's his first point of the game. And Dow and Mosby in. Doherty and Woods go to the sideline for Northwest. Also, Aronson to get a breather for Lindenwood. Schneider with one more free throw. Newman back into the ballgame for the Lions, and also in is Charles Rushman to see his first action. Second free throw by Zach is good. 21-16, Northwest Missouri State trailing Lindenwood with 9:03 left in the first half. Newman across midcourt from our right to our left, off the left wing for Kroger. Top of the key, dribbles right side. Goes low right, in the blocks. Healy kicks it back out front, left side for Newman. Newman, across court, right side pass for Kroger. Now low right for Healy once again. Triple team, kicks it back left side. Newman, left wing, gets caught up in the air, goes low left side for Biggs. Biggs loses the handle off, ball in the lane, picked up by Northwest, in and down. Across the timeline, left side. Now to Mosby, chilling the play. Right side for Pitts, fakes right, goes left to the top of the key. Expires the dribble, finds Kirker, who steps out, and Kirker dribbles to the right wing. Now down the lane, right side to the baseline. Takes it into lane now, goes left baseline for Endell. A little bit of a mismatch there with Kroger. Endell now will post up, takes it into lane. As he drives, there's a bump and a foul. And this will go on Scott Kroger. That'll be his first. And that will be the third team foul on Lindenwood.
Wonder how long Coach Randall will leave Aronson on the bench. He played the most minutes in the MIAA. Him and Justin Pitts tied for the average in terms of minutes played per game, but Lindenwood played 3 more games through the course of the regular season.
Inbound left side is Connor Kirker. Left corner Pitts, low left for Mosby, trying to post up with Ely. Mosby now with the dribble, takes it into the lane, turns left side, hook shot good. Devontae Mosby with 4 points off the bench. 21-18, Northwest Missouri State trailing. 7:54 left in the first half. Newman to the top of the key, sets up, takes the 3. It's too hard. Rebound at the free throw line to Northwest. Snyder knocked from behind. Healy with his momentum trying to go for that rebound. Couldn't stop, and he just goes into Snyder and picks up a foul. And another break in the action. This time with 7:47 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State trailing Lindenwood 21-18. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Diner 71 in Maryville in the Hy-Vee Plaza. Diner 71 offers Bearcat fans breakfast all day as well as lunch and dinner. Diner 71 serves a varied menu from soups and salads to burgers, sandwiches, steaks, and seafood. More at 660-562-2471. Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni are Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Back at Municipal Auditorium, Northwest Missouri State trailing Lyndon 21-18 with 7:47 left in this first half. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. All right, back order. I'm John Coffey. Brandon Travis is our studio engineer. And Northwest will have the ball following this timeout. Pittsball taking across the timeline from our left to our right. Seems like a man-to-man defense in this matchup with Lindenwood. Last meeting, Lindenwood played a lot of zone against the Bearcats. Kirker on the right wing out near midcourt finds Pitts. Pitts being chased now by Charles Rushman. Dribbles passing to the bucket on the right side. Blocked from behind as Mader gets the block. Tries to throw it away, and it was saved inbounds by Newman off the right side. He had to dive into the Lindenwood bench to save it inbounds and bring it back to Mader. Now to Newman out between the circles. Northwest down 21-18. Newman dribbles left side. Aronson is back into the ball game for Lindenwood coming out of the timeout. Newman between the circles. Now goes one-on-one pitch down the lane, stops, pops about 5 feet, misses the shot short, rebound, tipped by Snyder, controlled by Mosby, and here comes Northwest, left to right. Fits across the timeline, gets a pick by Mosby, pulls up, goes right wing, finds Connor Kirker, low right side for Mosby. Guarded by Mader, picks up, goes right to the baseline, underneath the bucket, now leans back in, and Mader with the block out of bounds. That's a block, last two trips down the floor for Mader, came into this game at 28. Blocks it out of bounds, so Northwest will inbound baseline left. And now out front left for Mosby, hands off to Connor Kirker. With 10 on the shot clock, out front left for Pitts. Pitts between the circles, drives to the free throw line, and runner on the way, good! 6 points for Pitts, and it's a one-point game. Northwest Missouri State trailing 21-20. Northwest right now on an 8-2 run. 6:23 left in the first half. L.J. McIntosh between the circles, chased by Connor Kirker. Right side, gets it to Newman. Back to McIntosh on the right wing. Aronson out between the circles, being guarded by Indell. Expires the dribble, goes left side. Brought down by Newman, bounce pass low left side for Mader. Skips it on the right side. Jumper on the way by Rushman, misses. Fight for the long rebound, Aronson into the right corner. Double team, brings it back right side for Rushman. Rushman, cross court left, McIntosh. Now to Newman toward the left corner. Guarded by Pitts. Dribbles with the right hand to the free throw line. Checked off by Mosby. Into the right corner, Rushman. 13 on the shot clock. Dribbles to the right wing. Now, with it is McIntosh to the free throw line. Trying to go low with a bounce pass, and it's stolen and picked up by Pitts for Northwest. Pitts races across the timeline. Looks left wing for an L. Now to Snyder on the left wing. Up with the three. Up for the rim. Rebound over to Mosby. Finds him down. Cutting to the bucket. Goes up with a shot, and it's fouled.
That last time down the floor defensively, Endow was just denying Aronson. He spent his time about 30 feet away from the bucket, and really, Lindenwood just looked lost without Aronson being able to get his hands on the basketball.
And this will bring Endow to the free throw line. And a timeout first by Lindenwood with 5:23 left in this first half. Northwest Missouri State trailing Lindenwood 21-8. Rather, 21-20. Again, 21-20 is the score. Northwest Missouri State trailing Lindenwood. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout. Rather, check this. Let's go 30 seconds on this. And 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the city of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information about Mazingo is at mazingolake.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring the Journey Through Time display. The center also features a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, an aviary, and available conference space. More at stjoenaturecenter.info.
5:23 left in the first half. Northwest down by one, 21-20. Chris and Dow going to the free throw line. Fouled before the timeout. Shoots two here. First one is good. Dow's first point of the game. We'll have one more free throw coming. This game tied up at 21. Northwest has run off seven straight points. Now eight as Lindau hits the second free throw. And they're on a 10-2 run right now as Northwest has regained the lead. 22-21. Northwest Missouri State in front. Newman dribbles right side for Lindenwood. Continues to dribble. Gets a bounce pass off the right ring for Aronson. Back left side, Newman wide open. Takes the three. It rims around. Out, rebound, and down as he clears it away. They give it to Pitts. Northwest up by one with 4:59 left in the first half. Pitts across the timeline. Dribbles out near midcourt. Trying to get a pick by Doherty. Does. Down the lane he goes. To the bucket. Lays it up. No, and the rebound, Aronson. Clears it away for Lindenwood. And he'll slow it up. Looks back at his head coach in Lance Randall. And we'll walk it across the timeline. Lindenwood trying to spread out their offense now. Dribbling right side is Newman. 14 on the shot clock. Finds Aronson at the top of the key. And now all over him as Aronson backpedals through the timeline. With 7 on the shot clock. Dribbles left side into double team. Goes into the left corner for Dick Foss. And a travel violation. As Dick Foss tried to drive the baseline. Cats up by 1, 22-21. 4:21 left in this first half.
Lindenwood has gone 6 minutes without a field goal.
Across the timeline, left side is Pitts. Pitts off the left wing, gets a screen by Doherty, down the lane he goes, drives and lays it up and in. Justin Pitts with 8 points, Northwest up 24-21. Across the timeline, Newman. They slow things up. Newman just dribbles between the circles. Finds Aronson, back to Newman between the circles once again. Just holds it. And to Ayrton, fade away right side over Snyder off the front of the rim. Nothing but Bearcats in the lane to come up with the rebound. Doherty will corral it for the Cats. 24-21, Northwest in front. A 10-0 run right now by Northwest. Out between the circles, Pitts. Right side, Kirker. Into the right corner and out. Top of the key, Snyder. Left side, Pitts on the wing. Pitts drives as he goes with the runner. Won't go, but a whistle on that play. And the foul will go on Lindenwood. And that's with 3:22 left in this first half. And Northwest Missouri State in front now, 24-21. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
For the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
3:22 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State in front of Lindenwood, 24-21. Mac Order, I'm John Coffey. I met when Lindenwood head coach Lance Randall sent his star player Corey Aronson to the bench to give him a brief rest. Lindenwood schooled off offensively from that point.
Yeah, absolutely. Even once Aronson came back on the floor, he's only been able to get one shot off since returning. Northwest just doing a good job of it, and mainly because of Endow denying him the opportunities.
Northwest with the ball following the timeout. Pitts through the lane. Will run around. Go. Doherty clears the rebound. Brings it out front. Finds Crooker. Deferral dribble right side into the right corner. Endow to the baseline. Cut off. Now dribbles right wing. Brings it out front for Pitts. Just over 3 minutes left in the first half. Northwest up by three. Pitts off the left wing. will drive the lane to the bucket, lays it up and in. Another drive to the bucket by Pitts. He goes into double figures with 10. Northwest on a 14-2 run. 26-21. Northwest Missouri State in front. Newman for Lindenwood through the lane with the dribble to the left wing. Out front, McIntosh. Just pass left side, Aronson, free throw line left. And now all over him. Aronson holds it. Now we'll dribble left side. Fade away jumper from 16. Good. Aronson, 19 points in Northwest Missouri State in front, 26-23. 2:26 left in the first half. Fitz to the left wing with the dribble. Now drives. Little runner on the left side. Banks it. Misses it that time. And Lindenwood trying to go for the rebound. That fight inside and the foul coming up on Northwest. And this should go on Doherty, I believe, will pick up his second foul. And that will get Mosby off the bench and into the ball game for Northwest. 26-23. Northwest Missouri stayed in front with 2:16 left in the first half. Brad Newman across midcourt right side. Now between the circles. Looks on the right wing for DeKloss. Finds McIntosh cutting through the lane. Back to DeKloss on the right wing. Cross court left side for Newman. Shot clock at 10. Now Aronson top of the key. Three blocked away by Andell. And inside picked up by Cricker for Northwest. Andell with his 16th block of the season. Northwest up by three. Gets across the timeline. Northwest spreads out the offense against the man-to-man defense out of Lindenwood. And now off the right side. Near the Lindenwood bench, brings it out front with the pass for Pitts. Fakes right, goes left, takes the jumper out front at three. Won't go. Rebound tipped by Mosby on the baseline. And it's still loose as players go dive after him. Mosby on the floor, comes up with it and gets a timeout. Trying to fight with a couple of Lindenwood defenders, including Brad Newman. Good hustle by Mosby to give the Bearcats a possession.
Yeah, I tell you, Northwest just hustling all over the court. You know, Lindenwood got off to that hot start, and Northwest weathered that storm and has been playing hard. Like we talked about with Aronson, he slowed down offensively because of the efforts of Endow. Endow has been right there in his hip pocket trying to deny him the basketball. And that last trip down, they set two screens just to get the ball in Aronson's hand, and Endow, and he recovered to block the shot. So Endow working his tail off defensively right now against Aronson.
As high potent as Aronson is with offense, this is a Lindenwood team that is last in the MIAA in points scored, coming in averaging 69 points a game. So they don't get a lot of help from the other players on that court.
No, he doesn't average 60 points a game, and right now he's the only one scoring for Lindenwood, 21 of the 23 points so far.
Inbound for Northwest. Connor Crooker off the left side. Gets it to Pitts. Northwest in front, 26-23. Pitts with the drive through the lane. Brings it back out. Finds Crooker. Left side on the wing and down. Now to Snyder between the circles to Connor Crooker. Crooker with the right-handed dribble pulls up. Finds Snyder out front. Goes left side for and down on the wing and down. Now drives the lane. Up with a shot. Good. Kind of double pushed it as he's in midair over Aronson and got it to fall. 4 points for and down. 28-23. Northwest Missouri State in front. Under a minute left in the first half. Newman to the top of the key to the free throw line. Dribbles left side. Chased by Pitts. Dribbles to the left wing. Now on the left side. Expires the dribble. Holds it and finds inside. Mater up with a shot. Won't go, but it was on a foul. Missed the shot badly, but we got a foul inside. Will Lindy will make the call on this one. We'll go against Northwest in Devontae Mosley.
Bearcat fans not happy. That was he was assuming that foul was going to be committed there, and there was nothing. Mosby was absolutely, they showed the replay, and that's just going to make the reaction worse here because it just showed that there was nothing there.
Coach Ben McCollum right in front of us talking to one of the officials about that call. Free throw is good by Mater. That's his first point of the game. Mater, 6'9", senior of Appleton, Wisconsin, averages 7 points a game, 70% shooter at the line before a big guy. Doesn't get to the line that often. That's just his 29th free throw of the season as he hits the second. 28-25, Northwest Missouri State in front, 36 seconds left in the first half. Pitts at the top of the key, down the lane he goes, hooks the pass, low left side for Mosby, off the glass and good. Nice assist by Pitts.
And right there, more contact down low than what we saw in the call against Mosby, and no call.
Northwest by five with 21 seconds left in the first half. Newman out front. Lindenwood looking for the last shot of the half. Northwest in front, 30-25. Newman now will dribble left side, guarded by Pitts. They're trying to set it up for Aronson. Hands off to Aronson with 4 seconds left. Aronson now goes cross court left side. Newman, a three on the way. Runs around and out. Rebound. Cooker is a half comes to the close. Bearcats are going to the locker room at Municipal Auditorium with a 5-point lead over Lindenwood as the first half ends. Northwest 30, Lindenwood 25. We'll be back to Municipal Auditorium right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Meyer Auto Center in Maryville, offering new vehicles from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Meyer Auto Center also offers pre-owned vehicles and GM-certified service. More at MeyerCars.com or 660-582-2116.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with buckets of original recipe or extra crispy chicken and sides for lunch or dinner.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers work boots from Red Wing, Timberland Keen, and Doc Martin, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, design, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City with Matt Quarter and Studio Engineer Brandon Travis, I'm John Coffey. At the half, Northwest Missouri State in front of Lindenwood, 30-25, and Matt, Northwest was able to weather the storm early in the first half by Corey Aronson.
Yeah, and one of the things that we wondered in the before the ball game is whether we'd have a high-scoring game or a low-scoring game. Well, we're seeing it's low-scoring, and for Lindenwood, it's because Aronson's the only one scoring. He's got 21 points, which is fairly impressive, but just like we talked about, when nobody else scores, one guy can score 30, 40 points, and you're not going to win the ball game. And right now, that's what Lindenwood is experiencing.
They just don't get a lot of movement away from the ball outside of Aronson.
No, they really don't. And there's a lot of standing. And even when Aronson wasn't on the floor for part of that first half, there was a lot of standing around because those guys are just kind of built into that habit and just weren't moving, even though he wasn't on the floor to take the basketball.
And we are at the half in Northwest Missouri State in front, 30-25 as they lead Lindenwood. We'll be back to have more for you at halftime right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Welcome back to Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. We're at the half of a quarterfinal round matchup in the men's bracket with Northwest men up on Lindenwood, 30-25. We're joined now by the athletic director at Northwest Missouri State, Mel Churchma. And Mel, it's a pretty exciting first half.
Great first half. Really, really good basketball. Fast half. There were, I don't think that many fouls. Neither team shot 1-1. I think there was only 6 free throws shot in the whole half. Good basketball, a great performance by Aronson to start the half. I think we were just talking, I think he hit his first 7 in a row, but cooled off a little bit. So, I don't think he can outscore our team, so we're going to keep after it.
All right, sounds good there. And what a year this has been for Northwest during this academic year. The Bearcat football team, obviously national champions down here in the Kansas City area. You look at this men's basketball team winning the conference regular season by 5 games, which is just really amazing when you think about the competition level on the men's side this year. And so when you look at these two programs, you just couldn't ask for much better right now, can you?
Well, John, I think, you know, it says it all. We're the first school ever to win 3 in a row in football and 3 in a row in men's basketball at the same time. In the history of the MIAA, you know, the MIAA goes a lot further back than I do. So I think that's pretty good. But I'm just really proud of what these two programs have done, and it's feeding. Some of our other programs are really starting to feed off of that. Softball's off to a great start. They had a huge win this afternoon in the first game, scored 5 in the bottom of the 7th to win. And, you know, baseball's off to a good start. And Coach Rosewell's going to always win a whole bunch of tennis matches. You know, they're a perennial power. So, you know, so we're getting some things going.
And when you look at this tournament, it seems like Northwest really comes out and grows for this. You look behind where we're at, a lot of green and white coming out in the stands, and it's just a great opportunity when the teams get down here. And Northwest traditionally has a lot of success down here, too, but the fan support from the Kansas City alumni is just something else, isn't it?
Well, it is, and, you know, I think it really helped, John, that this year the number one seed plays at night. They play at 6 o'clock. Last year we were the number one seed. We played at noon. It's a lot tougher for people to get out at noon, and so this was a great move, and we've got a tremendous crowd here tonight. You know, Lindenwood's they're so far away, and so, but there's a lot of Bearcat fans here, and I'm sure that if we can hang on and win tonight, tomorrow night will be even better.
And regardless of what happens in this tournament, obviously you'd like to see Northwest win the championship here, but it looks like there's still going to be some basketball to be played for this men's team.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt, John, that the way it looks, I'm not a basketball expert, but I think we're going to either be the 2 or 3 seed in the regional. Augustana kind of wrapped up the host. They won their tournament up there. I think they've got 2 or 3 losses on the season, so there's no way we can overcome that even if we'd win the tournament. But we'll go up to the Pentagon up there at Sioux Falls. That's a beautiful facility. I think our kids are excited about that as well. But you know what? They're really focused on this tournament. We haven't won this tournament in I don't know how many years. And so they're really excited about this. And hopefully we'll come out and play well in the second half and have a little momentum going into Sioux Falls.
And that's something about this team that's really been fun to watch, is even when they wrapped up the conference regular season title so early, they didn't have a let-up. They continue to focus on some goals leading up to this tournament here.
They're really tough, John. They're tough mentally. You know, I think it was 21-14, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We were down, and now, you know, we outscore them 16-4, and you know, at that point on. And they just keep grinding away. And, that, you know, that's Coach McCollum. He does such a great job, and they believe in him so much that makes it great.
Now, just a little bit before you came over to our broadcast area here, you were out at midcourt with a special presentation to Sherry Reeves, the former Northwest women's coach and director on the women's side in athletics at Northwest for a long time. It's nice to see her honored here.
Well, it was neat. Last year, you know, at this time, we honored Dr. Red, and there's nobody more appropriate to honor than Sherry Reeves tonight. And it's really, she has done so much for women's athletics and for Northwest Missouri. And, you know, she never misses a game yet. She's always there. So we're really excited, and it was great to have her out here tonight.
All right, Mel, thanks a lot for being with us here at halftime.
Thanks, John.
And that's the athletic director at Northwest Missouri State, Mel Churchman. Northwest at halftime. They are in front of Lindenwood 30-25. We'll be back and have more for you, including our halftime report. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Jesse, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. And from the Maryville Daily Forum. In print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com, the Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthStFrancis.com. Also from Younger Auction Company, auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Halftime Report, underwritten by Meyer Auto Center.
Back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City at the half, Northwest Missouri State holding on to a 5-point lead over Lindenwood at 30-25. So we look at the totals. Northwest shooting 43% from the field, 12 of 28. They're 0-3 from a 3-point range, but 6 of 6 at the free throw line for Lindenwood. They're shooting 53% from the field, 10 of 19. They're just 3 of 10, though, on 3-point opportunities and 2 of 2 at the free throw line. One area that's been big for Northwest in the first half, 16 rebounds compared to 8 for Lindenwood. Northwest coming into this game, into the conference, really third in the MIAA in rebounding advantage, out-rebounding their opponents by over 3 a game. And the Lindenwood team comes in first in that category. They've got a lot of size inside, but Northwest doing a good job out-rebounding a team that has a 6'9 player. Also, then you have a Healy coming off the bench at 7'1. And the Cats doing a great job locking out and going on the boards, and that's one of the big differences. Also, another difference, turnovers. Lindenwood with 6 turnovers in the first half, Northwest with just 2. And for the Bearcats, they've scored 6 points off of those turnovers. And they're going back to another point about Northwest with a little bit of a size disadvantage against Lindenwood. Northwest, though, has scored 24 points in the paint compared to just 4 for Lindenwood. Now in the first half, and Northwest has had 16 second-chance points. Lindenwood has yet to score off of an offensive rebound. So that's some of the team stats here at halftime. As we look at some of the individual stats, Justin Pitts, the only player for the Bearcats in double figures with 10, and only one player in double figures for Lindenwood. That is Corey Aronson. He has 21 points. He has 21 of the 25 Lindenwood points. So the Bearcats up by 5 at halftime, 30-25. We're back at ready for the second half right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report, underwritten by Meyer Auto Center.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More information is at 562-4657. And from Diner 71 in Maryville in the Hy-Vee Plaza. Diner 71 is a family restaurant offering Bearcat fans breakfast all day as well as lunch and dinner. Diner 71 serves a varied menu from soups and salads to burgers, sandwiches, steaks, and seafood. More at 660-562-2471. Support also comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair as well as network setup, computer training, and data recovery. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Meyer Auto Center in Maryville, just south of the square, offering new vehicles from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Meyer Auto Center also offers pre-owned vehicles and GM-certified service. More at MeyerCars.com or 660-582-2116. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out.
More at 660-582-2699. And from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandVilleDailyForum.com, the Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Back at Historic Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. As halftime coming to a close, Northwest in front of Lindenwood, 30-25. Earlier today, it was the Northwest softball team splitting a doubleheader with Central Oklahoma. I think I said that the game the Northwest won was the nightcap. That was actually the first game of that doubleheader, winning 6-4 and then losing 9-5. But that softball team off to a very good start.
Yeah, absolutely. They're getting good pitching and defense, but they're just hitting the heck out of the ball. They're knocking it out of the park left and right. Came into the week leading the MIAA in home runs and then got two home runs in the bottom of the seventh to win that first game. So definitely it's been a fun season so far. Long way to go, but I think good things are ahead. Bearcat baseball team, unfortunately, this evening wrapping up a game against Lindenwood. Went into the ninth, up 2-0. Lindenwood scored three in the bottom of the ninth to win that one in St. Charles.
Well, they played some exciting ones, though, haven't they?
That's for sure.
30-25, Northwest men's basketball team in front of Lindenwood in the quarterfinal round game of the MIAA postseason tournament in Kansas City. Lindenwood will have the ball first to start this half as they'll go from our left to our right. For the Bearcats, they will open up with their original starting five with Pitts, Kirker, and Dow, Snyder, and Doherty. And Newman for Lindenwood will take it out to the top of the key. Looks left side for McIntosh. That's staying a man-to-man defense. McIntosh expires the dribble off the left wing. Now to Newman between the circles. Northwest with a five-point lead to start this second half. Newman dribbles to the right wing. Goes high post right at the elbow for Mader. Who hands off to Aronson, drives the lane right side. A little runner short, rebound on the baseline, tipped by Endow, controlled by Snyder for Northwest. They'll give it to Pitts, and Northwest from our right to our left, trying to build on a five-point lead. Long pass, left corner and down. Now to the left wing is Pitts. Pitts gets a pick by Doherty, takes it to the top of the key, cross court right side and down to the right corner for, rather wing for Kirker, drives to the free throw line, finds Endow cutting to the bucket, shot blocked away by Mader. Here comes Lindenwood the other way. Across the timeline, left side, Newman. Cats get back on defense. Aronson at the elbow off the right side, being pressured by Endow. Holds it now, tries to go with a crossover dribble. Spins left, now right, and spins right around. Endow takes the jumper, won't go. Rebound tipped by Pitts in the lane, controlled by Mader. Right side, a shot fake, and it's up and in as Dickfoss got the pass and put it up and in. 30-27, Northwest Missouri State in front of Lindenwood. Second half just underway. Northwest from our right to our left. Left corner, Endow, open, takes the jumper, rims out, rebound, tapped by Snyder out front, spikes it to Connor Kirker. Kirker to the free throw line, through the line, finds Endow open in the left corner, wide open, takes the three. This one misses as well. Fight for the rebound and a whistle. Players go flying, and this foul looks to go against Lindenwood. So the foul coming up on Lindenwood.
Yeah, McIntosh got a hold of Zach Snyder, who was crashing the boards there, trying to keep him off the boards, and got caught.
His first foul. Northwest inbound, out front right for Doherty. Hands off to Connor Kirker. Kirker's been held scoreless so far. Out front left for Endow. Now to Pitts. Pitts, the only player in double figures for Northwest with 10. Sets up top the key. Takes the three. Goes. Justin Pitts makes it a 33-27 Northwest Missouri State lead.
Just the first three of the game for the Bearcats.
Across the timeline right side goes Brad Newman. Quite a bit of difference between that and the Saturday win against Southwest Patterson. It was raining threes in the first half. Newman out between the circles. Also quite a bit of difference as well with the type of defense Northwest is up against today as compared to Southwest Patterson Saturday. Now Newman right wing takes the three and knocks it down. His first puck into the ballgame. 33-30 Northwest Missouri State in front. Newman just his first puck, as I mentioned, tonight. He had 17 against Pittsburgh State on Tuesday night in the opening round of the tournament. Pitts looks left side and down wide open again. Takes the three, misses too hard. They're giving him a lot of room. Aronson comes up with the rebound for Lindenwood. Outlet goes to Newman. He'll take it across the midcourt left side. Now to Aronson. Lost the handoff and scribble. Ball loose. He dives after it on the floor. We'll have a held ball with Endow and Aronson. And the possession arrow will give it to Northwest.
No, no, he hit a bunch of shots in the first half, but Aronson just looks tired. He looks like he needs a break. Looks like it's been a long season with a lot of minutes played, and might be starting to catch up with him here in the second half.
And I think we learned at halftime as well that he's also playing with a pretty sore ankle, and that might be playing a factor too, as Northwest will take it and bring it across the timeline left side.
Fitz gets a pick by Doherty, takes it to the free throw line. In the right corner, there's Endow. Finds Doherty at the free throw line. Hands off to Connor Kirker. Takes a 16-foot jumper out front, and it's good. First bucket of the game for Connor Kirker. 5-point lead again for Northwest, 35-30. Just under 17 minutes left in the game. Newman dribbles right side. Takes it to the top of the key. And a whistle underneath. And a foul coming up on Northwest. And Dow will get called for the foul. That'll be his first. 35-30. Northwest Missouri State in front of Lindenwood. Newman with the inbound out front right for Dekfoss. He's at the top of the key. Goes cross court left side. Newman. Gets picked by Mater. Through the lane. Kicks it back left side. McIntosh to the free throw line. Pass, pass, trying to find Aronson cutting through. Snyder steps in front of him, knocks it loose, but Aronson controls, goes into the left corner with a scoop pass for Newman, back to Aronson, left baseline. Out of a double team, Pitts comes around from behind, knocks the dribble out of bounds. Northwest up 35-30, 16-27 left in this game. In the left corner, Newman to inbound. It's a bounce pass, finds Mater low left side. Now Mater dribbles into the lane. Now scoops the pass out front for Dekfoss. Down the lane, right side, drive, stops, up shot is short, and the rebound in down for Northwest underneath the Leonardwood bucket. Northwest a chance to build on the 5-point lead once again with 16-12 left in the game. Connor Kirker off the right wing. Out front finds Pitts. Leonardwood staying in man-to-man defense. Pitts gets a screen by Doherty, takes a free throw line down the lane, right side. Right baseline, finds Endow cutting the baseline, left side up to the side, good, and a foul! Mater coming over on the play as Endow at that left baseline went up with the shot. Mater commits the foul, and they'll count the bucket. 7-point Bearcat lead, 37-30, breaking the action with 15:56 left in the game. We'll be back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned, late model autos, and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ILoveTacoJohns.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum. In print or online.
37-30. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Chris Endow fouled before the timeout as he went up with a shot inside. Mater got caught for the foul, and Endow now with the chance to try to make this a three-point trip down the floor. 6 points so far for Endow tonight, and he gets the free throw. 38-30, Northwest Missouri State in front. Second half of them, IAA Men's Postseason Tournament quarterfinal round action. Newman off the right side. Scoops the pass right for Aronson. Free throw line with a shot fake. Now goes into the lane for Healy. Up with a shot. Misses too hard. And Doherty clears the rebound for Northwest. That's one of the stats at halftime. Northwest really dominating the boards against a team that has much more size inside. On the left side and down. Wide open. Passes up the shot. Now dribbles through the lane. Up in the lane now. Pivots and brings it out front. Finds Connor Kirker. Off the left side for Pitts. Pitts fakes right. Goes left. Now dribbles through the lane. Right side and down on the wing. Takes the jumper. It's good. A three-pointer by Chris Endow. And now in double figures of 10 points. Northwest up by 11. Their largest lead of the game. Newman across midcourt right side. To the right wing. Now drives to the baseline. Runner and rims around out. Another rebound for Northwest. This time Snyder clears it. Gives it to Pitts. He pushes it from out right to our left and down to the left wing. Out front Snyder. Right side Kirker. Dribbles with the left hand to the top of the key. Back to Snyder right side. Snyder to Kirker. Wing the circles. Now dribbles top of the key. Passes left corner. Endow open three is good. Chris Endow taking over this game. Northwest up 44-30. And a timeout, Lindenwood. 14:39 left in the game. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum. In print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com, the Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for today's game comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Meyer Auto Center in Maryville, offering new vehicles from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Meyer Auto Center also offers pre-owned vehicles and GM-certified service. More at MeyerCars.com or 660-582-2116.
44-30, Northwest Missouri State in front, their largest lead of the game. Lindenwood had a 7-point lead early in the first half. Northwest filling things up here in the second half. Newman across the timeline for Lindenwood, looks off the right side, gets it on the right wing for DeKloss. Out to the top of the key is Healy. Left side for McIntosh. Now out front right side, Newman dribbles with the left hand to the left wing. Off that left side, gives it to Aronson off the left side. Double team to fadeaway three toward the sideline. Rattles around and out. And the rebound, Healy, left side, pivots and brings it back to Aronson to the left baseline. Drives underneath the bucket, goes right side. They spin it to McIntosh. Left now goes right through the lane, lays it up and in. 44-32, Northwest Missouri State with the lead.
Offensively for the Cats, and Dow had missed four straight shots. He has right now scored the last 9 points, all on three-point plays. Two of them outside the arc, the other one the old-fashioned way with the and one.
Right side Pitts. Pitts to the free throw line. Finds Gordy, baseline right. Takes it into lane on Healy. Spins up for the shot, blocked away by Healy. Rebound tipped on the baseline, out of bounds. It's off of Vindell, and Lindenwood will take it left to right. 13:32 left in this second half, and Northwest in front 44-32. The winner of this game will face the winner of the final game of the evening. That has Fort Hays State and Central Oklahoma getting ready to score opposites. This one's over. On the left side is McIntosh. On the left wing, catches Newman by surprise, but Newman catches the pass in the left corner. Northwest man-to-man defense. Shot clock's at 10 seconds. Now they go to Aronson. Back out top for Newman. Sets up, wants the three over Pitts. It's good. Newman with his second three of the game. Both coming in the second half. It's a 44-35 game. Northwest Missouri State in front of Lindenwood. Pitts, top of the key. Goes cross court right side, Crooker into the right corner and out. Dribbles to the right wing. Out top for Pitts. Pitts through the lane. A little runner on the way. Won't go as he falls to the floor hard. And here's the Elder goes to Newman. Right side for DeKloss. Right wing for McIntosh. Picked up now, it goes to Newman right side. Newman out between the circles. Calls the play for the Lions. Dribbles right. Still a lot of standing around offensively out of Lindenwood's offense. Right side lane is Newman. Drives to the baseline. Comes to a halt. Kicks it back out front. DeKloss left corner. Forward McIntosh back to DeKloss. Top of the key, Newman bobbles it. Now goes up with the three. And that one runs out right. Chased on the baseline by Endell for Northwest.
On this last trip down the floor offensively, Justin Pitts went down. And it looked like he may have gotten a quick cramp in his calf. He grabbed at that calf but then pops up and then looks to be okay.
And he's dribbling left side. Sets up. Wants the three. Misses. And the rebound tap at the free throw line controlled by McIntosh. Here comes Lindenwood on a two-on-two break, and Newman to the lane lays it up and in. He has 8 points. 44-37. Lindenwood coming back in a timeout, Northwest. 11:46 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State holding on to a 44-37 lead over Lindenwood. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni are Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and Veterans Affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.beincollege.com.
After an 11-0 run by the Bearcats, Lindenwood now on a 7-0 run. Northwest Missouri State holding on to the lead 44-37 as they lead Lindenwood in this quarterfinal round game of the MIAA tournament.
Yeah, it's been a fun one so far. Interesting. It's been kind of up and down. It has been a low-scoring ball game for the most part. Lindenwood has hit a little bit of a spurt here over the last few minutes, but early on in this half, they really struggled to score. But that counters the start of the ball game. They had no problem scoring, hitting their first 7 shots from the field, including a couple of threes. And that all goes by the way of Corey Aronson. He had a hot start to the ball game, and they were playing well scoring, but he isn't playing so well offensively in this second half. So as go the team with Lindenwood.
You really have to credit Chris Sandell for the job he's doing defensively on Aronson.
Yeah, I mean, it's gotten to a point where you just deny him the basketball, and Aronson isn't moving real well, and so he's been able to do that. And then when Aronson does get the basketball, and Dow is right there, doesn't let him get his shoulders square to the basket, which has been key to him missing some shots.
And Dow right now getting a breather coming out of this timeout. And Anthony Woods into the game. Also, Devontae Mosby had some good minutes in the first half on the floor. Out front, Connor Kirker looks right side for Snyder. Now to Pitts between the circles. Pitts down the lane left side. Dribbles back out front. Goes cross court right for Woods. Woods with the dribble through the lane. Off the left side, goes to a halt, and is bumped from behind by Healy, and Healy will pick up the foul. That'll be his third foul. A couple of those just momentum fouls. Healy, the big 7-1 player, has a little hard time coming to a stop after he gets his momentum going.
It's kind of like a loaded coal train. It takes a mile to get stopped.
Faircastle inbound, baseline left. It comes out front, left for Mosby. Now to Connor Kirker. Kirker out top of the key, Woods. Anthony. Now with the dribble, will drive the lane, do the bucket, up with a shot, won't go, blocked by Healy, but Woods comes away with the ball, out front right, ball didn't hit the rim, so the shot clock going at 16, now to Woods, down the lane again, into the lane, brings it out front left to Connor Kirker, now to Pitts, still some time on the shot clock though, 9 seconds left on the clock, free throw line, Pitts, pass, pass, baseline right for Mosby, up the shot, good, as he put it up and in over Healy. 46-37, Northwest Missouri State in front, just under 11 minutes left in the game. Movement into the front court from our left to our right to the top of the key. Now out front finds Aronson. Started now by Woods. Into the right corner, Duke Foss. Now to Aronson cutting through the lane. Up with a jumper, good, and a foul. Woods was going to call for the foul. Aronson knocks it down. That is Aronson's first bucket of the second half, according to my totals. He'll have a chance at a 3-point trip down the floor. Woods will pick up his second foul. And Dow into the game. Woods goes to the sideline. Aronson, as you might expect, a good free throw shooter as well, 90% on the season, and he gets there a ton, 132 of 146 this season. 6'5 senior out of Trenton, Illinois, MIAA unanimous first team performer this season. His free throw rattles around and out of the rebound tip from Mandel to Snyder. 46-39, Northwest Missouri State in front. Pitts into the front court from our right to our left. Finds Connor Kirker back to Pitts, right side. 3 on the way, got it. 16 points for Pitts. Back to a 10-point lead for the Bearcats. Their largest in this half has been 14. Newman into the front court. Dribbles left side, through the lane. Now into the right corner. Duke Boss out front right, Newman. Newman. Right, the dribble on Pitts, and the front court's playing down. Dives after that midcourt, goes into the backcourt, chased down by Newman, and he finds Aronson into the front court with it, and a foul. And now Snyder coming over on the double team on Aronson, and Endell will get called for the foul. That'll be his second. 10-point Bearcat lead, 49-39. Scott Kroger to check into the game. And to the sideline goes Charles Rushman. Now Kroger will inbound. 9:59 left in this matchup. Northwest in front, 49-39. Newman between the circles. Trying to work a screen out front by Mader. Doubles to the left wing. 19 on the shot clock. Lopped out front right. Chased down by Aronson. Again guarded by Endow. He's done a great job on Aronson. Aronson dribbles left side. Now into double team with Kirker. Dribbles out of that double team. 7 on the shot clock. Dribbles to the left corner. Finds the left Mader and it's tipped away. Picked up by Northwest. Here comes Pitts on the drive. Lays it up. Misses it. And Darrell clears the rebound and brings it back out front for Mosby. What a game Endow is having. Mosby now left side Kirker. And now a whistle underneath the bucket, and unfortunately it looks like
Pitts
Justin Pitts
cramping. I hope it's just cramping.
Yeah.
It looks like it because he was trying to stretch it out.
He looks over, kind of gives a smile at the Bearcat sideline just a bit. So stop play here. Now Stanislaus Healy will come into the game, take the place of Sam Mader. So now Kirker will inbound on the far side from us. Looking at man-to-man defense again by Lindenwood. Try to deny the ball to Pitts. The pass goes into the backcourt before Pitts chases it down. Guarded by Kroger. Goes across the timeline. Looks on the left side and down on the wing. Now to Pitts left side. Line on the shot clock. Pitts now accelerates down the lane left side. The runner is too hard. Rebound. Healy comes up with it for Lindenwood. Outlet to Newman. He'll take it across midcourt left side with 8:56 left in the game. Newman dribbling to the top of the key. Now back pedals. And he'll dribble right side, watching Lindenwood stand on the offense. Now up front right is McIntosh. On the wing, the three is good. McIntosh knocks down his first three of the game, 36th on the season. That's a 49-42 Bearcat lead with 8:33 left. Fits into the front court, right side Connor Kirker. Now to Snyder. Cross court left and down. He dribbles to the top. Back right side, Kirker. Pulls off on the right wing. Now we'll dribble through the lane to the bucket. The left-handed runner blocked away by Healy. He's on the baseline. Saves it in bounds. Tipped to Kroger, and Lindenwood will control. 49-42, Northwest in front. Newman races to the free throw line. Skids to a halt. Gives the right side. McIntosh back to Newman left side. With a couple of deep breaths. Now we'll dribble out between the circles and set up the offense for the Lions. Dribbles right side. Chased by Kirker. Now it goes right corner for Aronson. Again, and now all of Raymond Aronson backpedals. Fade away good. Three-pointer by Aronson. And he has 26 points. 49-45. Lindenwood creeping back in this one after Northwest had a 14-point lead early in this half. Into the front court Pitts. Top of the key. Through the lane. Stops and the shot rolls out right. Fight for the rebound. Baseline out of bounds. Over along to Northwest. Mostly trying to fight with Healy. It goes off Healy out of bounds. Breaking the action, 7:28 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State holding on to a 49-45 lead over Lindenwood. Back to Kansas City right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. Right Bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers a selection of new automobiles and pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring the Journey Through Time display. The center also features a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, an aviary, and available conference space. More at stjoenaturecenter.info.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, it's a 49-45 game. Northwest in front of Lindenwood. Lindenwood, those outscored the Bearcats 15-5 over the last 6 minutes and 55 seconds. Cats with the inbound from the timeout. It's a quarterfinal round game of the MIAA postseason tournament. Woods back in the ballgame. Goes cross-court left side and down to the left wing, Snyder. Now to Connor Kirker. Back right side, Woods. Woods to the free throw line. Puts it to and down, right side. Dribbles to the right baseline on Aronson. And the elbow right side for Doherty. Back to Endow. Drives the baseline underneath bucket. Finds cutting to the lane. Woods and a whistle on the foul as Woods falls to the floor.
Endow got hip checked underneath by Healy in a no call. Bearcat fans have been a little uncomfortable with some of the calls and no calls tonight.
Berger picks up the foul. His second. This gets Woods to the free throw line. Anthony's been held scoreless this evening. 53% shooter this year at the charity strike. And his first free throw too hard. Anthony, a 6'2 junior from right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Kirker to the bench, and Dekfoss back in for Lindenwood. 49-45. Northwest in front with 7:04 left in the second half. Woods' second free throw rims around and out. Dekfoss, who just came into the ballgame, comes down with the rebound for Lindenwood. 49-45. Cats in front. Newman across the timeline, guarded out front by Woods. Woods dribbles right side. Goes to the right wing, McIntosh. Bounce pass low right in the blocks for Healy, trying to post up with Doherty. Now into the left corner, Dekfoss. Spins down the lane left side on Snyder, lays it up and in. 4 points for Dekfoss. And it's a 2-point game after Northwest led by 14 early in this half. Cats could use a trip down the score down on this trip down the floor. Woods on the left side to the free throw line. Cats right now playing without Pitts. He's getting a brief breather, but he'll be back in shortly. Mendel out top finds Kirker. Kirker top of the key. Now to Woods. 7 on the shot clock. A bump out front with Newman. Woods now drives the lane right side. The runner's short. Rebound inside Healy for Lindenwood. And Lindenwood with a chance to tie or take the lead this trip down. Lindenwood had a 7-point lead early in the first half. Northwest came back, built a 14-point lead in the second half. And Lindenwood, again, they're coming back. On the left side, Dekfoss. To the left wing. Gets it to Aronson. Right by Endow. Dribbles to the baseline, left side. Paid away, jumper from 17. Short rebound inside Doherty for Northwest. Now that goes to Endow, and he'll take it across the timeline. Northwest up by 2. 5:30 left in this game. Connor Kirker off the right wing. To the right side, goes out front left, gets it to Woods. Bounce pass to Snyder. Snyder gets inside the arc off the left wing. Will dribble down the lane and brings it back out front left for Woods. Woods through the lane. Bounce pass, baseline bobbled by Doherty. Into the right corner, the pass goes to Connor Kirker. 3 on the shot clock, hooks the pass to Doherty. In the lane, left-handed shot is good. Brett Doherty. Now double figures of 10. Northwest in front, 51-47. 5 minutes left in this game. Newman across the timeline slows the pace up for Lindenwood. Right side pass. Dekfoss. Hands off to Aronson now front. Checked off for Snyder. He comes out and will pick up the foul. Trying to help on the defense with Endell. And Zach will pick up his second foul. Fourth team foul on Northwest. Both teams right now with 14 fouls. Woods to the sideline and Justin Pitts back into the ballgame. McIntosh to inbound to Newman. Newman dribbles left side on Pitts. Now finds Aronson on the left wing. Aronson drives to the lane. Fade away at the free throw line. Is up. No, it comes up short and whistle on the foul. And this one will go on and down. That'll be his third. Fifth team foul on Northwest with 4:34 left in the game. So Aronson will go to the line to shoot two. He missed his last attempt. Dribbles. Eyes the bucket. Free throw good. 27 points for Aronson.
Scored 21 of the 25 points they had in the first half, and really it's been a little quieter in this second half, but it started to heat up as the game gets to crunch time.
Hits both free throws, 51-49. Northwest Missouri State in front. 4:26 left. And now in the left corner, guarded by Aronson, and gets a screen, takes a free throw line. Finds Pitts cutting the bucket, lays it up, but it's blocked away by Healy, and a foul as Pitts knocked to the floor underneath the bucket. This will go on Stanislas Healy. It'll be number four on Healy. 7-1 senior out of France. So Justin Pitts to the free throw line for the first time tonight. Justin, a 77% shooter on the season, and hits the first. 17 points for Justin. And he continues a streak where he's been in double figures every game this season that he's played in. Second free throw, good. And Northwest up 53-49. 4:17 left. Winner plays tomorrow night in the semifinals at 8:15. Off the right side, Defoss. At the elbow, looks right wing and gets it to Newman. Newman will dribble to the top of the key. Sets up. Ball fake. Gives it to Aronson out front right. Drives on and down. Down the lane right side into a double team. Back out right side for Newman. Left side is McIntosh. Now to Dequas. Low left into lane for Healy. Healy on the baseline gets a pass for Dequas. He leans back out on the right side and puts it in. Dequas with 6 points all in the second half. 53-51. Northwest Missouri State up with 3:41 left in the game. It's out front left met by Dequas. Gets a screen by Doherty. Dribbles in and goes left corner, four and down. He'll dribble out front to the top of the key. Left side for Pitts. Pitts dribbles top of the key, behind the back with the dribble. Now through the lane to the bucket, up for the shot, and it's good. It hit the front of the rim and rolled over. Northwest in front, 55-51. 3:13 left. Newman dribbles to the right wing for the Lions. Top of the key. Out front right, Dequas. Now to Aronson, who pops out in the right wing. Dribble to the baseline. Now pass it down. Underneath the bucket, reverse left, one go. Doherty will get called for the foul. Coming over on the help side, that'll be Doherty's third foul, and we'll have a break in the action here with 2:57 left. And Northwest in front, 55-51, as they lead Lindenwood. Back after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers athletic shoes from New Balance, Nike, Brooks, and Asics, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pittsautobody.com.
2:57 left in the game. Northwest in front, 55-51. Corey Aronson at the free throw line and hits the first free throw. Foul before the timeout. 29 points for Aronson. 55-52, Northwest in front. What a fun around game with MIAA postseason tournament. Aronson hits the second free throw. Cats up, 55-53. Hits into the front court, met by Dequas. Northwest from our right to our left in the second half. Feinschneider out front, three on the way, good. Back with his first three of the game. He's got 5 points, and that was a big three. Northwest up, 58-53. Evan into the front court. Guarded by Pitts. Tries to get a screen by Healy. Continues to dribble out front right. Goes to the right wing. 2:25 left in the game. Harrison, top of the key, tries passing down, pulls up the dribble. Pivots left. Now backpedal. Wants it long. Three off the front of the rim. No rebound. Tipped by Healy up in the air. Tipped by Mosby. Controlled by Schneider for Northwest. 58-53 Northwest. 2:07 left in this one. Kirker. Right side for Pitts, who cradles the ball with his right arm right near the timeline. Now we'll dribble with the left hand as he's being pressured just a bit by Defoss. Northwest spreads out the offense. Here comes Pitts down the lane. Kicks the right side in down. Open. Three on the way. Rims out no. And the rebound baseline Defoss for Lindenwood. Now to Newman across the timeline. 1:43 left. Northwest 58. Lindenwood 53. Newman between the circles. And work a pick by Healy. Dribbles to the left wing. Shot clock at 13. Harrison takes the pass now out front. Drives on Endow to the right. Now played away. Jumper right side. Good. Endow all over him. Still got the three. He's just inside the arc, so it's a two-pointer. But still a heck of an effort by Aronson. Three-point game. Northwest in front. 1:16 left. Timeout. Northwest as Pitts takes it into the front court. Back in the action, 1:13 left, Northwest 58, Lindenwood 55. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, and shipping services for UPS and FedEx. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More information at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, design, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
And the last game, Northwest defeated Lindenwood 75-73 at Bearcat Arena. Matt, we got another close one going here. Northwest up 58-55.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you approach Aronson early in the game like he's going to get his points. Just don't let anybody else hurt you. Now you have to focus on Aronson. You got to continue to try to deny him the basketball, keep him from squaring up, because right now he's about the only one that's going to hurt you this late in the ball game.
Northwest will have the ball following the timeout as they will inbound right in front of us here on the scorer's table side. Connor Kirker to inbound. And throws it into the backcourt, chased down by Justin Pitts. Pitts back across the timeline. Northwest spreads out the offense along the baseline with four players with Pitts out front. Now Snyder comes out to set a screen. Down the lane goes Pitts. Trying to go low right side, and it's off of Mosby out of bounds. Turnover. We'll give it to Lindenwood with 1 minute left in the game. Northwest holding on to a three-point lead, 58-55. And now we may go over to the monitor here to see if that was off Mosby.
It looked like it from our angle, but there were a lot of bodies there under the basket, so they would just want to make sure, because this is a pretty crucial call. They got to make sure and get it right.
Here at Municipal Auditorium, there'll be a few more camera angles than what the teams normally have during the regular season, where most of the time it's just one camera angle that they have at the various schools.
And there is a camera actually right where that ball went out of bounds, so whether that camera was on and pointed in the right spot will be a big question, but there is a camera person right there underneath the bucket.
Northwest holding on to a three-point lead, 58-55, 1 minute left in this, with the winner of this one advancing on to the semifinals tomorrow night at 8:15 to play the winner of the last game tonight, Fort Hays State and Central Oklahoma. Northwest, the number one seed in this tournament, Lindenwood, the number nine seed. Lindenwood had to defeat Pittsburgh State Tuesday night, 77-68 in Pittsburgh, Kansas, to advance to this matchup with Northwest. They continue to review this, Matt, and it may not be quite as obvious as it looked like from our vantage point.
Yeah, I'm guessing that they must not have had that camera right under the bucket on the right spot, because that would have told you perfectly and made it easy. But if that camera wasn't aimed at the right spot, then it's not going to be an angle they can use.
That's a pretty big moment in this game. And Northwest holding on to that three-point lead. Lindenwood led by 7 in the first half, early in the half. Northwest in the second half built up a 14-point lead before Lindenwood was able to come back. And it looks like it's going to be Lindenwood's ball. And I think that is the correct call from their vantage point. So the Lions will have it. They have to take it the length of the floor with 1 minute left. Northwest Missouri State in front, 58-55. Inbound comes to Brad Newman. They'll walk there across the timeline as Bearcat fans behind us. Make some noise. Newman off the right side finds Harrison. Low right in the blocks for Healy. Healy turns, faces the bucket. Now fights, cutting the bucket. Harrison, ball fake, reverse layup off the left is good. Harrison with 34 points and a quick timeout with 45.4 seconds left in the game. And it's now a one-point contest. Northwest Missouri State 58, Lindenwood 57. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Today's broadcast comes from the city of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors camping facilities for tents and RVs, as well as lakeside cabin rentals. More information on camping and lodging is at mazingolake.com.
Northwest up by 1, 58-57. Bearcats one bound and takes the length of the floor. Matt Gwinder, big possession coming up for Northwest.
Yeah, both teams also with one timeout to work with late in the game in case you get caught up in a situation where you need it. But, huge possession here for the Cats.
Bearcats up by one in this quarterfinal game with MIAA postseason tournament. Pitch to the top of the key. Through the lane he goes. Runner on the way. Good. It's in a three-point game, 60-57 Northwest, 35 seconds left.
And it gets the Bearcats at least one more possession, barring an offensive rebound.
Harrison out front has trouble with the dribble, touch ball for the pass, blocked away, diving effort, and now on the floor, slides with the ball, has it, and will call a timeout.
Coach Randall calling for a travel, but you can't get called for a travel sliding on the floor after you pick up a basketball. That is not a violation. And Endow a little cramped up as the timeout was called, and he pops off the floor. So he's going to try to get some quick fluids here.
And Matt, talking about the timeouts left, that was a good point you made prior to that where Northwest able to get that big timeout.
Yeah, both benches as the teams went onto the floor after the last timeout, reminding their players we do have one timeout left. Now Northwest has got to keep in mind they don't have one. Big focus here is get that inbound. Northwest will be fouled and sent to the free throw line and have a chance of making it a two-possession game, but they have got to get the inbound in without turning it over.
Northwest tonight at the free throw line, 9 of 11. And Northwest will have the inbound coming up with 24.8 seconds left. And another game going right down the wire here in this MIAA postseason tournament. Had an exciting overtime game earlier today in the afternoon session where Nebraska Kearney held on to defeat Lincoln 82-78. The other opening game saw Missouri Southern defeat Missouri Western 82-70. Winner of this one will get the winner of the final game tonight, Fort A State and Central Oklahoma. Cats will come out of this timeout. Mosby, Pitts, Kirker, Snyder, and Endell. And for Lindenwood, they bring Healy out, along with Aronson, DeFoss, Newman, and McIntosh. Mosby will try to inbound over Healy. Healy, the big seven-footer, and a lob inbound goes to Connor Kirker underneath the Lindenwood bench, and rather bucket, and a foul by Newman. Stops the clock with 22.7 seconds left, and we'll send Connor Kirker to the free throw line. Kirker with 2 points in this game, but Connor an 86% shooter, but not yet. That's just the sixth team foul. So just the sixth team foul here. So Northwest again will have to inbound.
Which helps Northwest. So all those calls Northwest weren't getting earlier in this half that they weren't happy about come back to help them out a little bit late.
Cats will inbound against full court pressure as Mosby looks to inbound. And a long baseball pass down to midcourt is picked up by Snyder, and he is backpedaling with it. It's fouled by Newman, who came away with the ball, and he is upset.
Oh, yeah. I think Newman thought, and I was wondering a little bit, too, whether they might have called that on Snyder, but he grabbed a hold of Snyder's jersey.
Newman will pick up his first foul, and now that's the 17th foul. And this will get Zach Snyder to the free throw line. Zach 2-2 from there this evening, a 77% shooter on the season. And we've got a quick break in the action. Let's keep it right here. 22.4 seconds left in Northwest Missouri State. Holding on to that three-point lead, 60-57.
Official holding, using a lot of patience with Coach Randall right now. He knows how big a technical foul call would be on the coach. And the coach getting right in his face, grabbing his jacket, saying that shouldn't have been a foul call. But the official not calling the team.
60-57. Northwest Missouri State in front. 22.4 seconds left. That's Ben McCollum to our left, diagramming a play here with his team. Hoping to see this Bearcat team advance on to the semifinals tomorrow. Should they win, it would be an 8:15 start, and we'll have the broadcast at 7:55 along the Bearcat Radio Network. Still some basketball will be played here this evening. 22.4 seconds left. Northwest holding on to that three-point lead. Northwest trailed by seven early in this in the first half. Had a 14-point lead in the second half. Lindenwood, though, coming right back in this one. And this is a Lindenwood team, despite being a number nine seed coming in. They were up among the top of the conference throughout much of the season before faltering down the stretch, losing seven in a row, going into this postseason tournament. Zach Snyder will go to the free throw line. 6'7", junior from nearby Prairie Village, Kansas. He had 12 points in the last meeting at Bearcat Arena. 5 points tonight. Two of those coming at the free throw line. Spins the ball, sights, shoots, and hits. Big one right there. 61-57, Northwest Missouri State in front. Snyder back to the line. And the second free throw. Nothing but net. 62-57 Northwest. 21 seconds left. Newman across the timeline to the right wing. Finds Harrison out front. Long three over and down. Misses off the left. Bonte Mosby with the rebound for Northwest. Gets an out right side for Connor Crooker. 11 seconds left. Crooker dribbling in the backcourt is fouled. And Connor will go to the line with 10.1 seconds left of the game. Northwest ahead, 62-57 as Connor will toe the line.
He can make it a three-possession game, and although it's probably put away right now, that would easily put it away.
Connor to the line for the first time tonight. Jake Showalter to come into the ball game for Lindenwood as Healy goes to the sideline. Connor's first free throw off the front of the rim. Misses. Deep pass with the rebound. Now it goes to Newman with 7 seconds left. Newman into the front court. Scoops the pass out front for Aronson. Out front three. Blocked away by Mosley. Picked up by Endell. And that will be it. Northwest will advance to the semifinals of the NCAA postseason tournament. Northwest 62, Lindenwood 57 as the Bearcats defeat Lindenwood this evening in Kansas City at Municipal Auditorium. Need to take a timeout before we go to our postgame. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoReAlestate.net.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Diner 71 in Maryville in the Hy-Vee Plaza. Diner 71 offers Bearcat fans breakfast all day as well as lunch and dinner. Diner 71 serves a varied menu from soups and salads to burgers, sandwiches, steaks, and seafood. More at 660-562-2471.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information is available at 660-241-5001.
Back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, Northwest 62, Lindenwood 57. In that quarter, I'm John Coffey. Our story engineer tonight, Brandon Travis. And Matt Gorder. An exciting one right down to the wire.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, at one point you thought maybe Cats would have a chance to blow it open. They got up by 14 about 5 minutes into the second half, and then you saw a run by Lindenwood that got them right back into it, and it was close from that point forward. So very exciting game, but that's what you expect down here in Kansas City.
And going into this, when we look at this, Northwest number one seed facing a number nine seed in Lindenwood, but I think everyone knew that this was not going to be an easy game.
team.
It took the number two seed earlier today overtime to get past their opponent. So, seeding doesn't matter other than telling you about what time you play when you get down here to the tournament.
62-57, Northwest with the win. Their 13th straight. Their record goes to 23-5. Lindenwood closes out their year at 16-14. We'll be back to begin our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatechryslerdodgejeepram.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering new auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, or other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com. Also from Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
The Postgame Report, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back in Kansas City at Municipal Auditorium, Northwest Missouri State holds on for a win in the quarterfinals of MIAA postseason tournament. 62-57, the final score as the Cats defeat Lindenwood. Matt, it's not often that you can say this, that the Bearcats did a good job on Corey Anderson, a player who scored 34 points, but still, I think, really did a good defensive job against Anderson.
Well, I mean, what you have to look at is the other players. We said he's going to get his, just don't let anybody else hurt you, and nobody else was in double-digit scoring for Lindenwood. They only had four other players that even put points on the board. So Northwest did a good job against him because he could have gone off for 40 again, especially the way he started the ball game tonight. But once in doubt, kind of changed the style of how they were playing him. They were just trying to D him up, be strong on him defensively early, but then they made it tougher on him, denying him the basketball, and then when he got it, Endow was right there, keeping him from squaring up to the basket. And once they toughened up the defense just a little bit, tweaked it just a little bit, that really slowed Aronson down, and it slowed Lindenwood down as well.
And it just, they really did not get a lot of movement away from the ball outside of Aronson.
No, and, you know, we kind of expected that, but I think what was a little unexpected is even the little bit of time that Aronson was out of the ball game, it was the same way. Nobody was moving. Usually you see players, they see that as their opportunity to kind of take over, maybe get some points with your top scorer on the bench, but nobody stepped up at that point for Lindenwood.
And a good balanced scoring attack out of Northwest. Endow with a big day as he is in double figures with 13. Zach Snyder, they really did a good job keeping the ball away from Zach, but some other guys picked up. Of course, Justin with his normal job offensively, but the balanced scoring attack was the big difference.
Yeah, it was. And then, you know, Zach may not have had as many points as you'd like, but he led the team with 8 rebounds. And so that was a key. So he picked up his game in another area for Northwest. The Cats out-rebounded Lindenwood by 10, and a big reason for that was Zach's efforts on the board.
He also had a big three down the stretch and two big free throws when they needed it.
Yeah, I guess if you're only going to hit one, you may as well hit an important one, and that's exactly what Zach did tonight.
Northwest with the win, 62-57. We'll be back to have the extra effort award for you right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring the Journey Through Time display. The center also features a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, an aviary, and available conference space. More at stjoenaturecenter.info. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers athletic shoes from New Balance, Nike, Brooks, and Asics, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors camping facilities for tents and RVs, as well as lakeside cabin rentals. More information on camping and lodging is at MazingoLake.com. And from Northwest Audio Visual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at NW-AV.com. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. Also from Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost 150 years. The right bank is right at your fingertips at NVB.com.
The post-game report, supported by Championship Motors.
Back in Kansas City at Municipal Auditorium, Northwest 62, Lindenwood 57, in a quarterfinal round game of the MIAA postseason tournament. Matt Gorder, time for extra effort award.
Yeah, we talked a lot about how well Endow played defensively, and he did, but he also put up some good numbers offensively with that. Usually, you have to play that hard defensively. You lose your focus on the offensive end, but he had 13.6 rebounds, 3 steals, and like we talked about, did a heck of a job guarding the top player, scoring player for Lindenwood and Corey Aronson.
And also played 37 minutes in tonight's ball game. Northwest with the win, 62-57. When we come back, we'll talk with Associate Head Coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Austin Meyer, and talk about this win. It's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information is available at 562-7562 or online at MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net. And from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Support also comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 and also supplies Bearcat fans with buckets of original recipe or extra crispy chicken and sides for tailgating. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Diner 71 in Maryville in the Hy-Vee Plaza. Diner 71 is a family restaurant offering Bearcat fans breakfast all day as well as lunch and dinner. Diner 71 serves a varied menu from soups and salads to burgers, sandwiches, steaks, and seafood. More at 660-562-2471. And from Losh Optometry in Maryville, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from Northwest alumni Benny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog of Vaccaro and Herzog REMAX First Choice. Vaccaro and Herzog specializes in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area. More at VaccaroHerzog.com or at 816-806-7777. Also from Maryville Daily Forum, providing local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday and news updates throughout the day at MarylandDailyForum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
The post- post-game report, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, Northwest with the win over Lindenwood, 62-57. There's a quarterfinal round game of the MIAA tournament. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. We're joined by the associate head coach of the Northwest Missouri City men's basketball team, Austin Meyer, as head coach Ben McCollum in a post-game media conference that they have for this tournament, and then he will be with us. But, Austin, it's good to have you with us here, and what a game.
Oh, it was, definitely. You know, obviously, our game plan going in was to stop Corey Arnson, and, you know, I hate to say we did a pretty good job and held him to 34, but, you know, you got to give Chris and Dow a lot of credit. He did a great job. You know, he was pretty hot early, and he's always been a guy to make tough shots, but Chris just made him work and work and work throughout the whole game, you know, made everything tough on him, and, you know, he did a pretty good job. You know, a guy like that's going to score. You know, he's going to take shots. He took 23 shots. He's going to get points, and we knew that, but I guess, well, we didn't give up 50 from him. So.
Well, and I think a key, too, when you talk about making him work to get his shots, I think in the last couple minutes of the ball game, you could tell he was tired. And maybe on a couple of the shots, looked like he just came up a little bit short just because he had to work so hard for those throughout the game.
Yeah, he was pretty winded. He was working really hard to get it. And we did a pretty good job, our whole defense. You know, we felt like at home it was one guy, you know, guarding him. But tonight it was five guys. We always had somebody in the gap. You know, our bigs were very aware if he got free, got any separation that we were there to contest. Any ball screen, we were up. We were very aware of where he was and being in a gap where he didn't have a lot of space, and that definitely helped. It was, like I said, Chris did a great job, but it was a team defensive job too.
And another point for Endow as well was, especially at about a 5-minute span there in the second half too, he's doing a lot of things offensively too to help you out.
He was. He got that and one on a cut. You know, they weren't really guarding him on our ball screen stuff. They left him open. He took a couple. You know, he took a couple good shots. They weren't bad shots, but you know, it wasn't a lot of rhythm. He hadn't made. You know, he didn't make one. Then he got that layup, that and one. I think that anytime you get an easy bucket like that, get to the free throw line, see the ball go in, it gives you a lot more confidence. And then he hit his next one, and man, the loose ball play he made there at the end is one of the biggest plays I've seen, you know, in a while. I mean, he was going after that ball, and he was going to get that ball, and he did.
And another thing I thought was a key for Northwest, when you look at Lindenwood, they really only had one guy just playing the offense, but Northwest, pretty balanced attack that made a difference.
Yeah, we had a lot of guys score, you know, a lot of guys attacking, and, you know, Zach didn't get a lot of looks tonight, but that's part of the reason why we got a lot of layups. You know, the first half we missed some layups. Justin even missed a couple. You know, they stayed home on Zach, and, you know, we told him, hey, you're going to get one. You're going to get loose. And he got his one shot there in the second half, and he drilled it, and that was a huge shot. So, I mean, that's the kind of kid he is. You know, if he's not scoring, it's not a big deal. He's doing whatever else he can do to win. He got some big-time 50-50 balls, offensive rebounds, sticking his nose in, and then when he did – you know, get that half-second look, he drilled it.
But another key in this game, when you talk about rebounds, this is a very good rebounding team, Lindenwood has, and you were able to out-rebound them by 10. And not only that, but the second-chance opportunity you got against a very good defensive rebounding team.
Yeah, they're big, and you know, sometimes teams that are big, they don't rely as much on blocking out. They just rely on going and getting it. And we found some gaps and did a good job getting to the old boards. And then, you know, they only had three offensive rebounds, and it's a team that is a very good offensive rebounding team, and we did a pretty good job. I know the first half they didn't get many because they didn't miss any shots, but sorry, the offensive rebound we don't miss, but the second half I thought we did a pretty good job. Mosby, Devontae got some big-time boards down the stretch, and it was a great game.
Yeah, and when you look at the seeds, and we talked about this too, but number 9 seed really doesn't mean much when you come to this tournament, does it?
No, it doesn't matter this time of year. You know, seeds don't matter. It's all about who comes ready to play. And we were pretty ready to go. You know, if this was a game where we didn't come out ready to go from the start, you know, I know they scored, they made some shots, and he was pretty hot early, but if we didn't have a great warm-up and come out ready to play and play hard, we wouldn't have won the game. So, got to give credit to our guys for being ready to go and coming out playing hard.
One of the things we talked about with Coach McCollum over this week on our coaches show is that it really feels like your team
even though you played a lot of games after this point, seems to be about as healthy as you've been all season right now.
Yeah, we got pretty much everybody. I know there's some minor things today. You know, I think Justin cramped a little bit and Chris as well at the end of the game. So we will be giving them a lot of water tonight and throughout the day tomorrow to get them ready for tomorrow.
And it is a short turnaround day. Obviously, it's probably good you don't have the late game tonight to help with that as well. But what do you try to do to make sure the team's ready when you're looking at hopefully 3 games in 3 days here?
Yeah, the first thing we did, you know, Coach told me we got back to the locker, that one's done. You know, we'll enjoy it hopefully later when if you can win the whole thing. But that one's over. You can't worry about that one. If, you know, if you had a few days off or whatnot, maybe you can enjoy it a little bit more. But when you're playing the next day, you got to kind of flip the switch and look forward to the next one and start getting mentally focused what we need to do. Obviously, we'll watch these two teams here and see who we have and get the scouting report prepared and all the film and all that. So it's just move on to the next one.
When you look at this next matchup, Central Oklahoma and Fort Hays State, what type of game are you anticipating out of these two teams?
I mean, both are playing pretty well. You know, Central Oklahoma's playing a lot of confidence right now. They play pretty fast. Both teams play pretty fast in transition. They get it out, they go. They have a lot of guys that can shoot the three, and I think it'll be an entertaining game. It should be, you know, a lot of offense, and like I said before, I don't want to pick one because I don't know who's going to win, but whoever it is, we'll get it all prepared, and we'll be ready to go.
Well, the nice thing you know, you had a win against every team in the conference this year, so you can beat any of these teams, right?
Yeah, definitely, and we've, you know, we prepare, and we're prepared for both teams, and we've put a lot of time in scouting report-wise for each of these two teams. You know, obviously going into a tournament, you got to look ahead. You know, some people got to look ahead, too. Obviously, Coach McCollum and our team's focus is one game, but, you know, other assistants on staff, we're looking ahead, you know, scouting other teams and trying to have as much information to coach when we find out who we're playing. So.
All right, well, Austin, good to have you with us here tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
All right, thanks, John.
Again, that is Austin Meyer, Associate Head Coach of the Northwest Missouri State Men's Basketball Team. 62-57, the final score. Northwest with the win over Lindenwood in the quarterfinals of the postseason tournament in the MIAA. We'll be back and wrap things up from Kansas City right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Store of Colors at First and Main in Maryville and on the North Belt Highway in St. Joseph. The Store of Colors supplies Benjamin Moore paint, flooring, window treatments, framing, and painting supplies. More at storeofcolors.com. And from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair as well as network setup, computer training, and data recovery. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Support also comes from Wathena Healthcare and Rehab, offering short-term and long-term care, inpatient and outpatient therapy, respite care services, and a 9-bed express recovery unit for Medicare and managed care short-stay rehab. More at 785-989-3141. Also from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at Oak Point Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes in town or out and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Support also comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com. Also from Oak Point in Maryville, their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
The post-game report, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, the MIAA quarterfinals. Northwest with a win over Lindenwood, 62-57. And Matt, these games are a lot of fun down here.
Yeah, they certainly are. Getting a chance to see and talk with fans, and obviously exciting basketball, which you would expect in the conference postseason tournament. And you mix that all together with so many Bearcat fans down here. It's just it's a great time in Kansas City in the first weekend in March.
Quick look at the stats here. Northwest ended up shooting 43% from the field. Just 5 of 13 from three-point range, but 11 of 14 at the free throw line. And they out-rebounded Lindenwood 31-21, where Lindenwood shooting 52% from the field, 22-42, 7-19 on threes, and 6-7 at the free throw line. And they could keep just 3 turnovers as well for Northwest in the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Took great care of the basketball. And you mentioned the out-rebounding. They scored 21 points off of 13 offensive rebounds tonight. That was huge.
And the Bearcats with the win. They improve to 23-5. Lindenwood closes out their year at 16-14. Bearcats will face the winner of this next matchup, Central Oklahoma and Fort Hays State. That ought to be a heck of a matchup tonight. And we will have the broadcast of a matchup tomorrow. It will be an 8:15 tip-off, airtime 7:55 along the Bearcat Radio Network. It'll be the final game of tomorrow's session, and it'll be a fun one tomorrow night.
Yeah, it should be. And it doesn't matter which of these two teams wins this game, you know you're going to get a good one in the semifinal.
Again, we'll have that for you tomorrow evening here along the Bearcat Radio Network. 7:55 pregame, 8:15 is tip-off time. My thanks to everyone involved with their broadcast. Matt Gorder here at Municipal Auditorium, and Brandon Travis, engineering the Bearcat Radio Network. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City.